He brought me to the nave and measured the posts, 6 cubits wide on the one side and 6 cubits wide on the other side, which was the width of the tent. The width of the entrance was 10 cubits, and the sides of the entrance were 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side. He measured its length, 40 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits. Then he went inward and measured each post of the entrance, 2 cubits, and the entrance, 6 cubits, and the width of the entrance, 7 cubits. He measured its length, 20 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits, before the nave. He said to me, "This is the most set apart place." Then he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the width of every side room, 4 cubits, all around the house on every side. The side rooms were in 3 stories, one over another, and 30 in each story. They entered into the wall which belonged to the house for the side rooms all around, that they might be supported and not penetrate the wall of the house. The side rooms were wider on the higher levels, because the walls were narrower at the higher levels. Therefore the width of the house increased upward, and so one went up from the lowest level to the highest through the middle level. I saw also that the house had a raised base all around. The foundations of the side rooms were a full reed of 6 great cubits. The thickness of the outer wall of the side rooms was 5 cubits. That which was left was the place of the side rooms that belonged to the house. Between the rooms was a width of 20 cubits around the house on every side. The doors of the side rooms were toward an open area that was left, one door toward the north and another door toward the south. The width of the open area was 5 cubits all around. The building that was before the separate place at the side toward the west was 70 cubits wide, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its length 90 cubits. So he measured the temple, 100 cubits long, and the separate place in the building with its walls, 100 cubits long. Also the width of the face of the temple, and of the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits. He measured the length of the building before the separate place which was at its back, and its galleries on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits from the inner temple, and the porches of the court, thresholds, and the closed windows, and the galleries around on their 3 stories, opposite the threshold, with wood ceilings all around, and from the ground up to the windows, now the windows were covered, to the space above the door, even to the inner house, and outside, and by all the wall all around inside and outside, by measure. It was made with cherubim and palm trees. A palm tree was between cherub and cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces, so that there was the face of a man toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. It was made like this through all the house all around. Cherubim and palm trees were made from the ground to above the door. The wall of the temple was like this. The doorposts of the nave were squared. As for the face of the nave, its appearance was as the appearance of the temple. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. Its corners, its base, and its walls were of wood. He said to me, "This is the table that is before Yahuwah." The temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. The doors had 2 leaves each, 2 turning leaves, 2 for the one door, and 2 leaves for the other. There were made on them, on the doors of the nave, cherubim and palm trees, like those made on the walls. There was a threshold of wood on the face of the porch outside. There were closed windows and palm trees on the one side and on the other side on the sides of the porch. This is how the side rooms of the temple and the thresholds were arranged.